Hello, Property Nomads. Hope you're doing well. If you listen to this on Easter Monday, happy Easter. Happy Easter nonetheless. So UK housing, it's always a hot topic, as we know. And we're starting to see the effects of the Tory planning reforms that happened a little while ago. And this all came under the National Planning Policy Framework, or the NPPF, as you may or may not be familiar with. And in effect, what that done at the wonderfully named Department for Levelling Up Housing and Communities, they removed mandatory house building targets and reduced the amount of land supply some councils need to allocate for housing. Now, for those that have been paying attention to the YouTube videos that we've been doing and also previously on the podcast, you'll know that one thing that we say that is a very prudent thing to do is to actually increase the supply of housing. And now, we don't say that's going to solve every single housing issue that we have here, but increasing the supply of housing is very, very useful. But what this policy framework has done, or is starting to do, is having the opposite effect, because the planning controls have become lax. They've become more lax, which gives councils more wiggle room. And with more wiggle room, I think depending on which council you're in, then a lot of developments that were pipelined are now being taken off the pipeline because they're now being refused permission. And whilst we appreciate that there's not a one-size-fits-all solution to housing here in the UK, you know, you're never going to please everyone. We understand that. And it seems that this measure introduced by government is now counterintuitive. Now, the cynics among us will say, well, it's counterintuitive quite possibly because maybe the government wants to keep the backbenchers happy, and also they've got their own personal interests in there, and they want to remove as many smaller house builders as possible. So if, in effect, they want to remove the competition from the market, and this is one way of doing it. Maybe that's true, maybe that's not. But, you know, we don't know, but we have to look at that approach. And then you've got the classic case of, well, councils don't want to do X, Y, and Z. And, you know, some councils, depending on which way they lean, may reject more, may approve more. You get into the whole realm of that. But we're not going to go into that in this podcast episode. What we're looking at is that because of the framework that's been introduced, it seems that planning permissions are decreasing. Now, that's not going to help the supply of housing at all. If anything, that's going to exacerbate price movements, purely because we go back to economics 101 of housing. What will happen is if your demand remains high, which it does for housing in the UK, if you then decrease the supply of that and your demand remains high or remains the same, then that means that the prices aren't going to increase. Now, of course, we've got inflation that's going to help that as well. And then you get into the age-old debate of, well, people are not able to afford their homes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So things like this really aren't going to help. There are supposedly, I don't know where they got this figure from, 4 million unbuilt homes. The average house in England specifically now costs more than 10 times the average salary, which again, that's just not sustainable at all. You're probably aware of the Tory manifesto about building 300,000 homes a year by the mid-2020s. They're nowhere near that target, and I don't think it matters what policy they introduce. That's really not going to come anywhere close anytime soon. Even any new government that come in, I doubt, I'm not saying it's impossible, but I doubt that that target or any new targets are going to be met anytime soon. A lot of people are frustrated by this. They're saying that it's politically driven system. It's being weakened by the impacts of housing supplies. A lot of people, especially the Home Builders Federation, have come out and they have complained a lot about this, understandably so. Again, there's probably some severe political undertones without a shadow of a doubt, as in the people don't want too much building being done because it protects their own personal interests rather than, you know, what's more beneficial for the country. And reports from whether it's Wiltshire, council, or I think it's North Somerset Council, they're starting to reject more applications because they're not constrained by the political need to approve said applications because of targets needing to be met. So they're becoming a bit more lax as well, which means they're rejecting more. And yeah, you can start to see this vicious cycle that's already happening. We're in this vortex as such, and it's only going to get worse, really. In effect, if you want to build more, you need to allow people to build more. You need to have good targets, and you need to be achieving those targets. And people are very precious here in the UK about their land, their farmland, or whatever. I still think I read this somewhere a while ago that more land in the UK is taken up by golf courses than it is by housing. That was the case 5 or 6 years ago. I believe it's probably still the case nowadays as well. So, yes, in short, there isn't a solution fits all to housing, but it does seem that what the MPPF here has introduced is, in effect, a greater number of measures for local authorities to be able to restrict new housing, even when there is a clear need that there needs to be housing. They've given more leeway to reject it, and that's only going to exacerbate the situation. I've got a feeling it doesn't really matter what government comes in. I don't think that situation is going to change. I refer back to the Economics 101 episode that we done a long time ago, where we were looking at quite simply the fact that demand for housing here is much higher than supply. That's going to continue to be the case moving forwards. And if we're not addressing that, then the situation is only going to get worse. It's like not drilling for oil and not drilling for natural resources. If you ignore that or restrict that for a while, it will come back to bite you on the ass. And we're going to have the same. We're already seeing the effects of that in the UK property market, but also, we're going to see the effects of that moving forwards as well. We need to build more. We need to do that, basically. But anyway, this is another example of the government's policies coming back to bite everyone. Again, it could be political undertones. We know that politicians will always look after themselves, and maybe there's a reason why they're doing that. But if you're looking to rent a home, you're looking to build a home, you're looking to buy your first home or whatever, it's becoming increasingly more challenging to do that. And it all comes from Westminster at the end of the day. So good luck, basically, if you're looking to get into that sort of work at the moment. And again, we'll just refer back to the Economics 101 episode that we done a while ago. It really is counterintuitive what's going on. It's really not good. That UK Basic Housing Economics 101, that episode 369, if you do go ahead and listen to that, I would urge that you do, especially if you're new to property in the UK, or even are you looking to invest, etc., etc. Go back to listen to that episode 396. Please do us a favor, please, a small favor if we can. Please do subscribe to Property Nomads Podcast and tell as many people as you can about it. Also, go ahead over to our YouTube channel and subscribe over there. Our content over there is different from what it is on the podcast. Thank you very much. Happy Easter, happy festive period, and see you in the next episode.